Wilson, the chair for Jimmy Smith this afternoon. Great to have your company. 1300 01 1170. We'll catch up with Darcy McDonald from Fox Sports very, very shortly. Talking today, you know, off the back of this whole Panthers-Penrith rivalry, we hate power and the rest of it. You know, is there any one player or team that you just love to hate? Maybe for no good reason. You know, back in the day, you know, I don't know what it was. Tamana Tahu used to bug me. A wonderful player, a good bloke too, Tamana, but just, you know, he had that really serious scowl kind of in his face. God, Tahu, he just annoys me, that bloke. And it's funny because then post-career you think, oh, I don't know why I hated that bloke. They're a good fella. Very good fella. Seriously, says 526, are we going to hear about this non-Panther story for another 3 hours? Move on, please. 6 hours is already long enough. Michael, I said my piece. I'm happy to move on, but I tell you what, it's a hot-button topic. And if people listening to this program want to talk about it, well, I'm going to let them have their say. But it won't be 3 hours, I promise you that. Thank you, Michael. 0457 736 736, that is the text line number. Let's catch up with our great friend Darcy McDonald from Fox Sports. She's on the line. No grand final hangover for her. Hello, Darcy.
Hey, Julian, how you going?
I'm going very well. Look, what are you made of it all? Panthers antics, you heard that text message, you know. God, are we still going on? Is it a storm in a teacup?
Yes and no. I think they're a really polarising team. I think when you go back-to-back, you know, a lot of fans are a little salty and they don't like watching all the carry-on, especially if you're a Parramatta Eels fan. But, I mean, they've earned the right to carry on a little bit. They have gone back-to-back. And they're a little bit different to, say, the Roosters. When they went back-to-back, they had an older squad. They handled that differently. And the Panthers are young. That's part of their swagger. They have a bit of cockiness and confidence about them, and that's what makes them so good. But in saying that, I think where they've crossed the line is where Api Korosau, you know, made a little dig at the Tigers. I think the rest is relatively harmless, but that one, I think, is where he made that comment about, oh, I'll probably do the same thing at the Tigers and had a little chuckle afterwards.
Yeah, laughed and mocked.
That's quite harmful, because when you look at it, 27 days from now, he's actually on the Tigers' books and he's getting paid by them. So to have a dig at your future employer, that would, you know, really, really bug me if I was a Tigers fan.
Yeah, I spoke to a few Tigers friends of mine and they were not happy with it. And look, they said, look, he's bleary-eyed, he hasn't had much sleep, and he's had a few, you know, sherbets under the belt. I get that. It's a reason, not necessarily an excuse. But Lee Hadjipantelis was on our breakfast program this morning. He said they've reached out to Appy's management. And as far as they're concerned, it's all resolved and nothing more to see here. But, you know, look, if he had his time again, Appy, dare I say, probably would have done it differently. But, you know, I think we're going to move on from this pretty quickly. Hey, we're talking on the program today about, just off the back of this whole Parramatta-Penrith rivalry, was there any team or player, Darcy, that you just love to hate? And the thing about it is that often there's no rationale or good reason behind it. They could be the nicest person on the planet. You know, you meet them and go, I don't know why I hated this person so much. But growing up as a supporter, was there someone that you love to hate for some reason?
Yeah, I love to hate Sam Burgess.
Yes.
Purely because I was a Bulldogs fan and I remember after that 2014 grand final, it was already hurting that we lost. And then all I had to hear was about Sam Burgess playing with a broken cheekbone or eye socket or whatever it was. And that just did my head in, because I would, you know, yell at the TV and think, we're carrying on like he's a hero. And it just bugged me. No other reason. I don't have a reason to hate him. It was just that.
Isn't it funny? You know, emotions get hold and then all good sense goes out the window. Can't stand this bloke. It's a beautiful thing about sport, isn't it? You know, that people are so passionate and so parochial. World Cup squad's been named. A lot of chatter about Dylan Edwards, a Clive Churchill medalist. Didn't make Mal squad. He's on standby. Some are outraged. I have to say, though, Darcy, I can understand Mal's rationale here. He said, look, you know, you've got a bloke called Tedesco, who's the incumbent and he's the best fullback on the planet. Val Holmes, Cam Munster, these guys can jump in at a pinch.
Yeah, and so can Latrell Mitchell.
And Latrell, of course.
So, So I understand it as well. Take away Dylan's massive season, I don't think the Clive Churchill medalist should automatically get a spot in the Kangaroos, because that is based off one game. But however, Dylan Edwards did have an outstanding season away from the Clive Churchill medal. I think more outrage should be over Nicho Hynes not making it. Dally M medalist, that says a lot, you know, best player, arguably the best player as per the Dally M voting system for this season. And he's a really versatile player too. So where Dylan Edwards is a specialist fullback, and he's not going to push Tedesco out of that number one jersey. And at least with, you've got Cameron Munster, Latrell Mitchell, Valentine Holmes, who can kind of cover multiple positions. But Nico Hines, same thing. He can cover multiple positions. He can play fullback. He can play in the halves. And when he started at the Storm, he was coming off the bench and roaming in the middle. So I think he's more of the player that's hard done by. And I actually think Api Korosau has been hard done by. I think he's been outstanding this season, and I would have put him ahead of Damien Cook. But then I thought, you know what? Mal's probably said to Appy, you know, you didn't make the original, the top squad. I'll put you on standby. But then he said, you know what? Actually, I'll let you go and play for Fiji rather than having you on standby. So I wonder if that's maybe why Damien Cook's been picked ahead of Api Korosau, just to let him go and play for Fiji.
Yeah, I don't think that's unreasonable. It's a pretty strong squad, but I tell you what, I mean, you look at that Samoan side, that New Zealand side, Benaita, and to a lesser extent Tonga. This is going to be one of the best World Cups I think we've seen for a while, if not ever.
Yeah, 100%. I'm really excited to see the New Zealand side. Like, that team, I reckon they could really challenge the Kangaroos. Because, like, Dylan Brown, you know, Joey Manu, those types of players, like, they've just been outstanding. And I think... even Samoa, like you said, and Tonga, like they're the strongest they've ever been, you think. And we haven't really seen the Kangaroos play since 2019 too. So it's a completely new ball game for them as well. So we're at least Tonga and the likes of Samoa that have played recently. So it'll be really interesting to see this tournament roll out.
And as a Dogs fan, you're happy to see the Fox there, Berto?
I am. I'm really happy to see him there. I was really bummed when he missed out on at least, you know, Origin 3. I thought he had a bit of a quiet start to the season for the Dogs, but he came alive in the back end of the season. He was scoring tries. He clawed his way up the try-scoring list and showed that, you know, he can still do what he does best, even with a lower team. So I'm really happy that he gets rewarded because you could just tell by the way he was playing, it really hurt him to miss out on Origin. And it looks good for the Dogs too to have two players picked in the Kangaroos side. It kind of proves it doesn't matter if you go to a lower team on the ladder, you can still be in contention to play representative football. So I'm sure the Bulldogs will be cheering about it too.
I can just picture you, Darcy, during the grand final every time. You know, Marnie had to tackle, kick out, whatever the case may be. Don't hurt him. Don't hurt him. Don't get injured.
Yes.
We need you.
Exactly. I wasn't going for any particular team. I was kind of just hoping for the future Bulldogs players to get through unscathed.
Correct. Now, quick one before we let you go. You know, this is disappointing to read so soon after the end of the season, this news about Luciano Leilua from the Cowboys being charged by police after a domestic violence incident in southwest Sydney. He's been granted bail to appeal at Campbelltown Local Court, but... You know, it'd just be nice, wouldn't it, to have one off-season scandal-free?
It would be nice, but that wouldn't be rugby league, would it? And it is unfortunate. And I suppose it's one of those situations that you kind of have to wait to see how it plays out. But, I mean, you know, the police statement and whatnot doesn't look great. And it'll be, interesting to see how it plays out, how the NRL responds and how the Cowboys respond once they get through the investigation. But hoping, fingers crossed, that that's the only little smudge on the off-season.
Yep, indeed. Thank you, Darcy. Always good to get your thoughts. We'll catch all your work on foxsports.com.au.
Thanks, Julian.
And there she is, Darcy McDonald. Now, we're going to get the news headlines after that. We've got a full board of calls and 1,001 text messages coming up shortly.